you know, I lost my father about 18 months ago, and he was a two-star general. In civilian life, he was a judge. And for the past 4 years, I've been serving on the University of Missouri National Governing Board for the Alumni Association. And when I was at the Alumni Association at a meeting, the dean of the law school, Larissa Linsky, came and talked to us about the Veterans Clinic. And so the University of Missouri and Syracuse have the largest two veterans clinics in the United States. And what those clinics do is they help our veterans, you know, go through the VA claim process, help them appeal VA claims, because, you know, 14% of our veterans pass away during the claims process. And, you know, and a lot of times, you know, they just don't know where to turn. And, you know, the VA, they put right on their website that, you know, on average, a claim takes 7 years. A lot of these guys don't have 7 years, you know, and men and women. And so when I found out about the clinic, and then, you know, when my father passed away, you know, I was very close with him and very similar in personality, and wanted to see how I could help. He left such an amazing legacy. I mean, he was good when nobody was watching.
Welcome to the Rockstars Rocking Podcast, powered by Voluntary Disruption, a show dedicated to people who are crushing their business and life goals. These are bite-sized conversations with leading rock stars in their respective industry who are pumped to share their story to help drive you to the next level. So, are you ready to rock? Speaking of rock stars, here's your host, Eric Silverman.
Hey, social friends, welcome back to another episode of Rockstars Rockin'. That's hashtag Rockstars Rockin'. And I am with another awesome, incredible, stupendous rock star, the rock star, the queen of all rock stars, the Wonder Woman of all rock stars. That's right, the one, the only, Susan Combs. Welcome, Susan.
Hey, thank you. What an intro.
How about that for an intro?
Hey, you know, my head, I don't know if it's going to fit out the door.
Susan, for those of you that don't know her, and I bet you already know her, but just in case, Susan is the CEO of Combs & Company, a health and life and PNC operation, huge operation out of New York City. Susan is also the 2017 Broker of the Year for Benefits Pro magazine. So it is a pleasure to have you, Susan. And if you don't mind, I just want to jump right into some of the things that I know you're passionate about and I want to highlight today. Is that cool with you?
Absolutely.
So guys, for those of you that aren't aware, Susan and I are good friends. And one of the big things that I believe we have in common, other than being in the insurance and employee benefits world, is that Susan is very passionate about helping others and highlighting others and showcasing others. In general, anybody, can be anybody, but in particular, highlighting fierce, strong, empowered women in leadership in our industry and even outside of our industry. And one of the things that she does each and every month is she highlights two or three, sometimes four women, strong women every month in Benefits Pro magazine in a segment that she calls What's the Good News, Ladies? Susan, tell us about that. Tell us where that came from, how that started, and why you're so passionate about that.
Sure. So actually, we're coming up on 4 years since I started writing that that series. And how it started out is I was writing quite a bit for the magazine. And so I would go to my editor each month and say, okay, what do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? Like, give me a topic. And Paul Wilson, who's my editor, said, you know, 4 years ago, we were kind of disheartened on some things in our industry. And he said, ah, God, Susan, he said, I just need to hear something good. He said, there's so much negativity. I just need something good. And so I started thinking about it. And I had been the national president for Women Insurance and Financial Services, and I knew a lot of women in our industry. And I know that from doing speaking across the country with insurance carriers, that women are horrible self-promoters. So I said, you know what, why don't we give women a platform to toot their own horn? So I said, I got an idea. So, and I just, you know, we called it, what's the good news, ladies? Because we want to know what was going on. And it's amazing how sometimes I have to kick things back because I'm like, look, this isn't about we, this isn't about, you know, our company. This is about you and what you are doing. I mean, if you want to say I led a team, then fine, you led a team. But this is the opportunity to really talk about what you accomplished in the past 12 months. So that's kind of how it started. And then we parlayed that into social media strategy too, where every Wednesday we have a Wonder Woman Wednesday feature. And so all the women that are featured in the article are automatically featured in that social media strategy in addition to other women too.
It's not just Wonder Woman Wednesday. It's hashtag Wonder Woman Wednesday.
Wonder Woman Wednesday. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So talk about that for a second. I think that's incredible. Talk about your passion for Wonder Woman. I've sent you stuff with Wonder Woman, and I don't think I'm the only one. Others send you stuff.
Cosmetic bag with Wonder Woman.
Right. Where did that come from? Is that from when you were a little girl, or like, talk about that?
Yeah. You know, I mean, so one of my nieces is getting ready to turn 3 years old, and my mom has some clothes that she kept, and she turned over my underoos, my Wonder Woman underoos to my niece just a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, I've always been into Wonder Woman ever since I was a little girl. I'm 41 now, so I didn't make the cusp of when it was originally out, but you know, all the reruns are on, and I've just always been into Wonder Woman. So, and then it just seems like there's been this, you know, the resurgence with the new movies and things like that. So that's kind of, and I got to give a shout out to Colleen Blum from my office, because when we sat down and we started talking about different social media strategies and things like that, and I said, we got to highlight women. And she said, well, what about Wonder Woman Wednesday? So that was Colleen's idea, because, you know, she looks around the office and I have Wonder Woman everywhere. So it was kind of cool.
That's really cool. How many times have you been Wonder Woman for Halloween?
You know what? I mean, when I was a little kid, I was a couple of times. And as an adult, like, I've done it a couple of times. So not a lot, you know, less than you probably think.
I need the pictures. You got to send me a picture. I'll splice it right at this part of the video. What about that? That'd be fun. So let's talk about social media for a second, because you have a social media strategy that is similar, but yet different than myself and even others. And I love what you do. So talk about how you plan that out and your various days and what you do and how you do it and frankly, why you do it.
Yep. So one of my girlfriends, Kristen Andre, is she's kind of a marketing strategist and works with a lot of insurance people as a coach. And she used to be in our industry. And so she told me a long time ago, she said, you know, Susan, you got to look at doing a third, a third, a third. Mm-hmm. And I've taken that to heart and I've always done it. So it's a third where you're promoting somebody else. So that's, you know, such as Wonder Woman Wednesday, or say, you know, there's a Broker of the Year finalist, or somebody, one of my friends gets an award, they're in an article, I can promote them that way. And, you know, a third where you're educating. So, you know, we have like Fun Fact Friday. That's just kind of a fun thing that we do. Say there's an insurance proposal or there's something going on and we're just educating the public through maybe our YouTube channel, where we have Insurance 101, where we have a lot of videos that way. And then a third where we're just talking about like us as a person. So I think that, you know, with one thing with social media is I think a lot of times it can end up being canned. So it can end up being like, it just like, it's, you're like, hey, I've seen this stock photo 55 times already this month. And we didn't want to be that way. So, you know, where it's a personal thing, I mean, you know, I'm into CrossFit and working out. So I might share my workout, or I'm a huge, you know, Kansas City Chiefs and Royals fan. So I might, you know, be live, you know, posting about a game, you know, that I'm watching, or veterans affairs that I'm passionate about, you know, just kind of showing that personal side of me, I think is important. So, you know, that's been something that's been very easy for us to follow by just keeping those kind of three buckets in mind.
So I love that. And I've always followed a similar path. I learned mine more I just learned by watching a video and reading Gary V stuff. And his whole thing has always been, you know, he talks about jab, jab, punch. So, you know, basically I apply that to my social media as well, in that, you know, I try to give value, highlighting others, promoting others, showcasing others, more by far, usually 3, 4, 5 times more than I ever put something about me or what I do for a living to feed my family. To the point, I don't know if you've ever had this, I have people that have reached out and they're like, hey, do you do social media for a living? What do you do? Like, you're actually in the insurance business? What? And it's kind of interesting because that just opens the door for a further conversation. But sometimes I might go overboard, I guess. I don't promote myself as much. Speaking of promotion of oneself, for any rock star female industry person or non-industry person watching this that would like to promote themselves and be in touch with you, do you mind if they reach out, or do you mind if they want to nominate somebody else that could be an eventual feature in Wonder Woman Wednesday and What's the Good News, ladies?
I would absolutely love that. I'm always looking for women. I mean, and I actually have a list of all the women that I've featured in the past. And so every few months I, you know, blast out an email to them saying, hey, who do you know? And my article in this series always ends that way, saying, hey, if you know a dynamic woman in our industry doing a great job, let me know. I'd love to meet them. So absolutely. Anybody out there that sees this and wants to connect, on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or wherever, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, and at this point, you have to, I'm sure, get nominations of women that have already been featured, and you have to politely probably say, oh gosh, I love your nomination, check the issue 2 years ago or something.
Well, and with one thing that we're just getting ready to start, because we're getting ready to celebrate our 4-year anniversary of the series, we're actually starting a Wonder Woman Mastermind.
And that's cool.
Yeah. So I, one of the women that I had featured had, came back to me and she said, Susan, have you ever thought about doing this? And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, like I need one more thing on my plate. But it was one of those things that just started eating away at me a little bit. And I started thinking, I was like, why the hell not? And so let me just see. And so I emailed all the women that had been featured, and about 40% responded, saying that nice. They were interested. So we're, I actually have a committee meeting later today that we're going to kind of hash everything out and get everything planned on how we want to go about doing it. And so we're kind of excited. So that's something that's all started from, just being nice, right?
So. That's awesome. So is this breaking news? Has this
been this is breaking news. You breaking hear it first news. Here. Yeah. Nobody else knows about it.
I tell you, exclusive. You heard it here first, folks. The Wonder Woman mastermind of sorts. I'm excited to learn about it. That's great. And whether you you have called me this or not, I always say I'm the honorary Wonder Woman because
I always call you the honorary Wonder Woman. Yeah, and you've been tremendously helpful, and other men too that are very big advocates for women in our industry have been great on making introductions. But you're definitely in first place in that
role. Oh well, I'm glad. I if you're not first, you're last, right? So talk about something else you're passionate about. You're very passionate about helping the Veterans Clinic at University of Missouri Law School. Talk about that. Talk about the why and talk about how that started.
Yep. So, I lost my father about 18 months ago, and he was a 2-star general. In civilian life, he was a judge. And for the past 4 years, I've been serving on the University of Missouri National Governing Board for the Alumni Association. And when I was at the Alumni Association at a meeting, the dean of the law school, Larissa Linsky, came and talked to us about the Veterans Clinic. And so the University of Missouri and Syracuse have the largest 2 veterans clinics in the United States. And what those clinics do is they help our veterans, go through the VA claim process, help them appeal VA claims, because, 14% of our veterans pass away during the claims process. And, and a lot of times, they just don't know where to turn. And, the VA, they put right on their website that, on average, a claim takes 7 years. A lot of these guys don't have 7 years, and men and women. And so when I found out about the clinic, and then, when my father passed away, I was very close with him and very similar in personality, and wanted to see how I could help. He left such an amazing legacy. I mean, he was good when nobody was watching. And he mentored so many people in law school as well as the military. And I thought, how can we help leave a mark for him here? So we set up an endowment scholarship that's only for veterans that want to go to law school at the University of Missouri. And, with my mother and my brothers, we did that. And so we awarded the first scholarship this past fall. And that's been just tremendously rewarding because we have, connection with Alex, and we get to see him when we go back. And, we've even started fundraisers with Pancakes for Roger, that for every picture with pancakes that we get during the month of February, we make a donation to the Veterans Clinic. And it's just the amazing work that they're doing. And they're training attorneys on how to navigate the VA system and how to defend people for this. And so it's just, it's very, very exciting. And I'm glad to be able to be a small part of it.
That's awesome. And I really love what you said about, he's good even when nobody's watching. I mean, the great ones, the extremely great ones are always good when nobody's watching. It's not just, it transcends anything, right? Sports, professional, athletes, you name it. It's what you do when nobody's, it's what you're doing when nobody's watching that really makes the difference. So that's incredible. I love it. So Susan, as we wrap up, for those of you that aren't aware, I know she mentioned it a couple minutes ago. She's an avid CrossFit junkie guru. I don't know what term you would use, but she would totally beat my ass if I ever had to fight her. So I will never go down that road. And she's passionate. She's married, and she also has an amazing dog, Roxy. I don't know how, but Roxy has her own Instagram page. Pretty cool, yeah. Right?
I know Kat's upset that she doesn't have one, but she's less camera, camera shy.
There you go. So, all right. Well, look, Susan, before we go, tell everybody how they can reach you. What's the best place to reach you if they want to connect?
Yep. So, I'm the only Susan L. Combs on LinkedIn. So that's a good way to connect with me, business related. And, on Instagram, I'm at Combs and Company spelled out. And so that's a good way to connect with me as well. And I'm also on Facebook.
Okay. Awesome. And what's your website?
My website is www.combsandco.com.
combsandco.com. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate the exclusive. I'm excited to look forward to that in the future. And if anybody has any questions for Susan or myself, obviously you can always direct message us wherever you're listening to this or watching this. If there's a comment section, go ahead, wherever it is around our heads, go ahead and comment. Let us know any questions, thoughts, comments you have. We will get back. Don't forget to tag us so we know that you actually commented. A lot of people forget that and we have no idea it existed. So that's been a great new episode of Rockstars Rockin'. Appreciate it. And as I always say, come on, Susan, you know it, right? We don't want to wish people to have a great day. We want to wish people to make it a great day. That's right. All right. Thanks again, Susan.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Rockstars Rocking Podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. 5 stars would totally rock. Until next time, Rockstars, keep rocking.